Well, now that spring is here, officially, folks are starting to get a little bit of spring fever, a little outdoor stuff going on. We're anxious to get out and get back to our regular outdoor routines, and what better way than to get the blood pumping? Got Deb Brown in with us this morning. Deb is the middle school track, girls track coach at the CAM schools, and we're going to talk about a fun run they have coming up here this weekend to a lot of folks can participate in, get those legs moving a little quicker again. We don't do a lot of running in the winter, do we?
No, we don't.
How are you this morning?
Very good. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming by. This is the fourth year you've done this now.
Yes. Our annual Cougar Speed Challenge. Mm-hmm. We started this 4 years ago to raise money for our trip to the state junior high track meet, and it's been a successful and event since then.
Are you surprised at the kind of support you've gotten in the past for this?
Actually, yes. It's hosted right down in Messina, beautiful, around the beautiful city of, small city of Messina. But yes, we've had great support.
Mm-hmm. I know you were telling me some numbers and things. The first year you had a nice number, mm-hmm. but all of a sudden it ballooned up to a whole lot of folks.
Yes, just letting people know. And the weather's going to be wonderful, it sounds like. And that can kind of be a factor, but people are ready to get going, and it's for kids and adults, so a nice way just to kind of start off your healthy habits for the spring.
Is this a competitive event?
Yes, it is. Well, you can make it whatever you want to.
Okay.
We have participants that come just to support the kids, some that come and you can walk or run, mm-hmm. and it can be as competitive as you want it to be. But yes, there are awards for the top two finishers in each division.
And you have different levels, different distances for folks?
Yes, we sure do. We start off with third grade and under, a half mile kids run, and we've had preschoolers run. In fact, I've got a couple preschoolers already entered, and they do remarkably well. And we have lots of support there, helping them. We keep them kind of close to the school, and lots of support there to volunteers to turn them. So we have a half mile kids run for third grade and under, and then fourth and sixth grade run a 1 mile, and then we have a 2 mile run or walk around Messina for seventh grade and old people like myself.
I don't see one in there where I can sit in my office chair with casters on it and just kind of push myself down the street, because I'd be really good at that.
Yeah. No, and Messina's a beautiful town. It's very easily laid out, and
yeah.
the community is extremely supportive and excited about having people come to their town.
Yeah, well, it's a good early opportunity to get out and do some things. There are a lot of different race-type events and fun runs and things, but a lot of them occur later in the year, so you kind of get the spotlight to yourself this early.
Yes, and really, ours is a 2 mile, and I think that's a really good distance, not only for kids, but for adults like myself. I'm a kind of a shuffle jogger, but it's that's a nice distance for me, and then I can, a lot of people will step up and do a 5K a little later on. So this is a kind of a nice training.
That's something everybody can be comfortable with that way. And as you said, make it what you want. Mm-hmm. All right, so you have different divisions now. So you got a little bit of everything. Now, with the 2 mile walk and run, it's going to be kind of split up into categories that way then too, as far as the timing and whatever goes?
Actually, we just put the 2 milers all together.
Okay.
And if you're the first in your age division and you walked it, mm-hmm. You're going to medal first or second. So we put them both together. We have some people that like to start off walking, then they get going and they say, hey, I'm going to jog a little bit. So we just kind of put those divisions together.
Excellent. So, well, let's talk about this particular event then. How do folks get signed up to register? How do they register for this?
Okay. Well, there are race brochures out at any of the CAM schools. There are some here at local businesses, at the YMCA, here at the KJN station that you can pick up. And then you just mail those back or drop them off to one of the CAM schools. We did put a little added incentive in this year. I do not do well with stress, so to get everything going quicker, and an incentive to register early. If you can have your race form back to us with the entry fee by Monday, you can drop those off at the CAM school or get it in the mail to me, you'll save $5. So it's $5 to enter if you can get it in by the 23rd, which is next Monday, or it's $10 after that.
Okay, very good. Again, the race is coming up real soon, Friday, March 27th, 3:30 to 4 o'clock at the Cam Middle School. And the entry fee is very reasonable.
Yes, that you're not going to find anything, I don't think, any fee, any because we just really want to encourage healthy lifestyles, activity. As a track coach, I see the benefit of, young people and people my age, getting out and moving and just all the health benefits and the self-esteem benefits.
Sure. By the way, when I said 3:30 to 4, that's kind of check-in and all that kind of stuff. The actual races will get underway around 4:30.
Yes, right at 4:30.
Okay, right at 4:30. Make sure you get those watches synced up. You've got to be there on time. All right. Now, the purpose of this is to not just get folks out running and whatever else, but as you said, raise some money for the middle school track effort, too, and what they hope to accomplish. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we have a great middle school track program this year. We have approximately 15 boys and 15 girls out for middle school Cam track. Just really nice numbers. Our high school numbers as well have increased greatly this year. So we're just excited about Cam track and track in general. I think it's a sport that has so much to offer for. There's really, honestly, track has something to offer for any young person. You can run, jump, varying distances, throw. It's a great sport. Yes, and the dollars we're using that we will raise from the fun run will go to help send our middle schoolers at CAM to the state track meet.
Which is a great opportunity for them.
Yes. Just an opportunity to compete at a higher level and against athletes of your age division. Across the state. So this will be our third year that we've brought our middle schoolers to the state track meet. This year, the girls' state track meet will be in Waukee, and the boys will be in Ames.
In any sport, when you open up your horizons a little bit, instead of just competing against the kids across the street like you have all your young years growing up, when you open those horizons up and finally get out and start to travel a little bit, maybe compete against some other people, just kind of figure out where you are and what you need to do maybe to get to that next level. It's kind of neat to see the kids suddenly realize what's out there.
Yes, and I really want to credit the kids' opportunity for the last couple years to attend the state meet. I really believe that is one of the main reasons why our numbers are up at the high school, because they've seen what's beyond and they're motivated. And so we're excited about providing them with that opportunity.
Track can be a bit of a funny beast sometimes, too. It's just the circumstances. It's a spring sport. It's at the end of the school year. Sometimes kids don't really want to get into anything at the end of the year. They want to wind down. It's a sport where you're not throwing a ball or shooting a basket or, hitting a baseball or whatever. It's you. It's you out there competing. And, sometimes, kids look at it maybe as a necessary evil because my other coach wants me to go out for track or whatever.
Yes.
If you can get them at a young age excited about it, because as you said, you don't have to have those other skills of hand-eye coordination, hitting a baseball or shooting a basketball or whatever. This is just running. We all do it. So if you can get the kids to get excited about it early and figure out where they fit in on the team, because there's probably a place for them, how far does that go into helping make this more of a lifetime opportunity for them?
It's just that you're absolutely right, Jim. I get excited every year to see the elementary kids from not only from CAM but from neighboring communities come and participate. They are so fired up. They're so optimistic and you couldn't talk them out of it. So it's in addition to the middle school and we adults, just having all those young people.
You bet. They have some early success. It really gets them excited about the future, too. So very good. Again, that event is coming up this coming Friday, March 27th. It's coming up real fast. And there are different grade levels, different levels that you can compete in. You have the half-mile kids run, the one-mile youth run. You got the two-mile run for any age to participate in. Hope folks take the time to get organized and get signed up soon.
Yes, and I would be glad to if they have any questions, my cell number, you can give me a call. Coach Deb Brown is 712-779-0471, and I'll answer any questions you have and help you get registered.
Cam Cougar Speed Challenge, fourth time they've done it. It must be working well. Deb, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.